This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here filling in for the entire show. And we have our guest on the line here with his voice altered. He is a practicing urgent care physician who is also sounding the alarm on what's happening right now. Now, for those of you watching and listening, this segment isn't aired on all stations. So there's a big topic that I want to ask our guest that we will cover in the following segment, which is about the shortage of medical supplies that appears to be getting worse in many areas of the United States. But for the remainder of this segment, let me ask you, Doctor, do you think that there is any medical intervention, first of all, that can, is there a way to detect these clots? So if people are listening and they think that they may be growing these biostructures in their body, is there a way to detect it? And then secondly, is there any promising intervention that you know of that might be able to maybe over time dissolve these? Any idea?
I don't know of any interventions at this point, because traditionally we would use the Coumadin, heparin, Eliquis, Xarelto, those medications, Plavix, aspirin, things like that. And from what I'm seeing, those medications are not working, because it's using a completely different pathway to cause this clotting cascade. I'm going to start trying to research this and look at other potential options. But at this point, I don't know what to treat these people with. Now, there's not like a blood test you can get. There's not a simple test that you can get. They can do something called an ABI, which is an arterial brachial index, which compares your blood pressure in your lower extremities to your upper extremities. And if there's a discrepancy, that might indicate a blockage that's happening. CT scan, Doppler ultrasound, things like that, which we use for regular blood clot, may be able to detect these. But if this is happening, like I think it is in the small vessels, the capillaries, there's not a whole lot to do to really detect it. MRI potentially might be able to detect these, but
even then,
I don't have any good news.
If you're a patient and you suspect that you have this, maybe you took the vaccines and you're starting to suffer some symptoms of this, maybe in fact impaired cognition due to reduced blood flow through the carotid arteries, for example. If you go to your doctor and say, "Hey, doctor, I want an MRI because I think that I'm growing, you know, biostructures in my blood vessels," that doctor is not gonna, you know, order that MRI for you. You know, they're gonna think you're crazy because they don't even really know about this that we're presenting right here today. So how can a patient
correct.
Even, you know, go ahead.
Well, that you're absolutely correct. Plus, if a patient came in today and wants an MRI because they're having some headaches or something like that, I'm going to have to fight with the insurance companies to get them to authorize to pay for that MRI. If you go to the ER, ERs never get MRIs on patients, or virtually never, because that's considered an outpatient procedure. So we have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops to try to get the insurance company to agree to pay for it. You got to go through, you know, other scans or other, you know, CTs. We might get lucky and be able to get that. But get the MRI, which is what I think would maybe show a lot of this, it's always a fight. It's just gotten worse over the last year since we've had Obamacare.
What about the D-dimer tests for, microclotting or blood inflammation markers in the blood, could that be useful in this scenario?
I have not seen any correlation with D-dimers. I've heard other doctors talk about it, that it may be elevated, and that would prompt a CT scan of your lung to see if you have a blood clot. But that one, that's negative. If you don't have anything going on in the lung, well, we still don't know what's going on everywhere else. So that maybe a good initial test, but it's not 100% either way.
Okay.
I just haven't seen any data yet to correlate that with with these types of plots.
All right, so stay with us, Doctor. We're about to go to break, but we're going to keep you from one more segment. I want to ask you about the medical supply shortage that you are experiencing, and I'd like you to name what specific supplies are becoming very difficult to acquire and why this might be happening. So please stay with us for one more segment. You're watching The Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com. Also give out the URL, theinfowar.tv/Alex, to watch the full show in real time. We'll be right back.
The Internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in.
All right, welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com, Monday, June 13th, 2022. And we are joined for this segment by our sort of secret physician. His voice is being altered to protect his identity, and he's been telling us about the explosion in the clots that are presenting in patients via urgent care. And now I'm going to ask him here about the shortage of medical supplies that is getting worse, because we're seeing a supply chain collapse affecting a lot of the medical industry. So, doctor, could you please give us your assessment of what's running out that you are seeing? And we're not going to talk about, you know, obviously what state or city where you work to protect your identity, but what are you seeing that's in short supply, and where is this headed in your opinion?
So, I told you about a friend of mine who's fire chief that called me a few days ago, panicking, desperate, asking me if I knew where I could help him get IV fluid supplies, because he was down to 12 bags of normal saline solution. He was down to half a dozen or so D5 solution, and the IV flushes were, yeah, like, I don't know, 12 of those, and he didn't have the IV tubing. And they're on allocation from the suppliers that was provided that to him, so, and he said it's going to be like that for at least 6 months, is what they told him. He was joking around. You might have to start carrying pixie sticks in the ambulances with them to treat hypoglycemic patients. What I'm seeing is there's a major shortage in injectable steroids for if you come in with an asthma attack, or if you have poison ivy or something like that. We can't get the injectable solutions. I'm not saying this is happening everywhere, but we can't get them from our normal suppliers. There's a shortage on sterile gloves. There's a shortage on the IV tubing, as I mentioned. Toradol, which is an injectable anti-inflammatory that we use, can't get that. I'm sure I'm missing something. Oh, I tried to prescribe several patients a couple weeks ago triple boxin, which I like to use for urinary tract infections. No pharmacy in the city was able to get that. Now, that's changed this week. I haven't heard that this week.
Let me ask you this. During the spring of 2020, right after the first real launch of the pandemic, we saw these kinds of shortages because China had spent the previous 6 months buying up all kinds of, you know, personal protection equipment, PPE supplies everywhere. Is this shortage that you're seeing now, is this the first real shortage that you've seen since 2020? And how does it compare to that shortage?
Well, No, we were seeing some shortages of the gloves, and but not the sterile gloves. We were just seeing the, you know, the general everyday use gloves. We're seeing a shortage on those a little bit, but this is much worse. In addition, from our suppliers, if it's something that we haven't normally ordered, like on a regular basis, it's on allocation, almost everything. So we can't all of a sudden decide we want, you know, I don't know, 200 boxes of gloves, because we're normally only purchasing kind of 50 boxes, for instance. They're really restricting what we can get.
So what happens to paramedics and EMTs and ER docs and so on? I mean, what happens if you can't get saline solution? You can't get dextrose solution. You can't get sterile gloves. You can't get IV tubing. I mean, what do you do at that point?
That's a good question. There's other types of fluids that we can maybe substitute for that. In the meantime, we try to play, you know, whack a mole a little bit to try to fix that. But I think it's beginning to get to the point that we're going to have a major crisis here. I don't see a solution, because most of the stuff, as you said, we used to get from China. We got 80% of our drugs from China. And we're just not able to get these now. And I think there was enough supply in the chain right now to try to cover that up and try to mask it a little bit. And we're beginning to get to the point that they can't do that anymore. And that's a really scary thought.
So would you put this in the category of a medical supply chain crisis? I mean, would you use the word crisis at this point?
I would use it, absolutely. And just because you can go today, you'll come to see me and I can give you a liter of fluid, I still consider it a crisis, because I know I can't order that. And like my fire chief friend, he's desperate. He doesn't know what he's going to do. So you may get delayed. Now, the hospital might still be able to get it a little bit. But so if you're bleeding out and you need to stay alive for a little bit to get something in you before you can get blood, which is, we would use fluids in that situation, you may not be able to get that.
Right.
You may not survive the ride to the hospital. This is the type of situation that we're in now.
Well, this is extremely concerning, and many people believe that these shortages are being engineered. Others believe that it's just, I don't know, incompetence or, I don't know, problems with logistics, but more and more it seems to be engineered. Your final thoughts, Doctor, before we let you go today, and I want to thank you in advance for sharing your time and knowledge with us. It takes a lot of courage to speak out publicly on these issues. What are your final thoughts today?
I just pray that something can intervene, someone can intervene to realize what's happening, because we're at the very early stages of a huge crisis in medicine that it's just about to get a lot worse. We didn't even get a chance to speak about the staffing issues and the nursing home situation where they can't get enough people to take care of your loved ones in the nursing home setting. We're in a really big crisis, and I don't know what the solution is. Everybody just needs to pray and start talking to their legislators, and I don't know what can be done. It's going to take years to fix this, I think.
Well, it's going to take years, it seems like, even for all of this to roll out in terms of, you know, if young children are being injected right now, and if these mRNA instructions are ordering their bodies to build these biostructures in their arteries and blood vessels, that process can happen over several years, seemingly, and that would mean that we have already initiated what will be a long-term medical crisis involving younger and younger patients, and by the time the establishment perhaps acknowledges what's happening, we may have millions of people already on the countdown clock to clot death. Your thoughts?
I agree with that. And this seems to be an accumulative effect. So if you made a mistake and got a vaccine, you know, don't panic, or your loved ones did, just try to encourage anybody that's thinking about getting it to not get any more of these. And in the meantime, people like you and me and others that are the heroes in this, I think, are trying to work on solutions to maybe try to reverse this or to mitigate the effect.
Okay, well, I agree with you, and I want to thank you for taking the time today, Doctor. You have a lot of courage to speak out, and thank you for spreading this word of alarm around the world. Now, as we were just talking about the medical supply chain breaking down there, folks, you've got to understand, if you don't get prepared right now, you're going to be caught flat-footed. You're going to run out of food. You're going to, I mean, the situation is becoming dire. InfoWars has a new preparedness website. It's called preparetoday.com, and at this site is a collection of different kinds of preparedness items, including food and other preparedness gear. I strongly urge you to get serious about your preparedness, if not already, and if you have taken steps, consider doubling down on that while also supporting this broadcast. I would not be able to be here doing this for you if not for the infrastructure that Alex Jones and InfoWars has built here thanks to your support. So go to preparetoday.com. I also want to mention, if you are listening on the radio today, if you have missed any of these visual images that we have shown here, which are extraordinary, they are shocking, they are horrifying, you need to get these. Go to band.video. You can go to theinfowar.tv. Of course, I'm going to be publishing more photos on my website later this week, naturalnews.com. But look all across the alternative media video sites as well. You know, there, I've got Brightion, there's BitChute, there's Rumble, there's Odyssey, there's all of these sites. This is going to be shared widely, and there's a lot more coming. And I'm hoping, by the way, that Alex might ask me back to do some other microscopy of food items in the future. Yeah, we could have something like Mike's Microscopy Monday or something, you know, from time to time, and kind of see what's in things. But stay with us. We'll be right back with another guest straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show just in a couple of minutes. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for watching. We continue shortly.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Continuing on the Alex Jones Show today, Monday, June 13th. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be joined in just a minute by Richard Hirschman, the embalmer, who has been seeing these outrageous clots, and he, in fact, provided these clots to me, the clots that we have brought here today to the studio, and we showed you in the previous hour. If you missed that, you've got to go back and see those live microscopy photos of these clots, because these are not blood clots, folks. These are not blood clots. So you keep hearing the term blood clots and that people are dying from blood clots or that people are having symptoms from blood clots. These are not normal blood clots. These are tissues. It's some kind of structure that is growing or is being built inside the vessels, the blood vessels and the arteries, and this is not normal. This has never happened before that we know of, and here to give us more details about his observations is Richard Hirschman, who first noticed these, and he's been working with Dr. Jane Ruby, who also joins us in the next segment, to try to, you know, expose what's happening. So, Mr. Hirschman, thank you so much for joining us today. You are live on the broadcast now. How's your Monday so far?
Seems crazy, Mike. It really does.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, thanks to you sending me these clot samples, all kinds of people are kind of freaking out about what's going on. So show us. I understand you have some other vials there as well. Show us what you have collected and then walk us through. How are you collecting these samples? Because a lot of people are very skeptical about where these have come from. So please tell us the procedure, how you're getting these clot samples.
Sure. When we embalm, we typically push fluid into an artery. This is an example of one of the that I've got. And we force chemicals from aldehyde into the body, and then we allow the blood to drain out through a drain tube, and most of the time, a lot of times, they just come out of the body without having to be pulled. But sometimes they start blocking the vessels, and we have to put in some forceps in order to pull these out, in order to allow the blood to continue to flow out of the body, so that we can replace it.
So with, let me be clear: you're pushing embalming fluid into the vascular system, and then in many cases, as you said, these clot structures are just coming out on their own through the drain tube.
Yes, and when it gets clogged up, because some of these get really large, then we have to go in and try to manually pull them or help them out, so that way the blood continues to flow and the preservative can be added to the body.
Now, I want to, by the way, I've got a lot of questions for you, but I want to thank you for your courage. You are a true, oh my goodness. Okay.
Samples. So it's not just a hit and miss now. I see it all the time.
Well, the fact that you're doing this and that you sent me samples and that you're willing to go public and use your name and talk about this is quite noteworthy in this age of medical repression and, you know, scientific authoritarianism. No one's allowed to talk about these things. But let me ask you then, as in your experience as an embalmer, first of all, how many years have you been engaged in this practice?
Yes, well, I remember during my apprenticeship, I remember being in the funeral home when 9/11 happened. So at least 20 years.
And then how many embalming procedures would you say, just an estimate, that you have carried out over those roughly two decades?
That's a lot. In the beginning, when I worked for just one funeral home, we typically handled about somewhere between 100 to 150 bodies a year. Then I went in 2005 and worked for a corporation at a centralized embalming facility where there were three of us, and we embalmed nearly 1,000 bodies a year. And, you know, now I'm a trade embalmer since 2015, and I would... I embalmed probably, you know, probably over 400 bodies a year now.
So it's fair to say you've done thousands of these procedures over your career, easily.
Absolutely.
Now, before the vaccines came out, these mRNA vaccines, before that time, had you ever seen these kinds of clot structures that we are now finding, you know, very frequently?
No, I did notice an increase in blood clotting during the peak of the COVID stuff. However, after the vaccine rolled out, and I'm estimating and guessing on exactly when I started to, you know, kind of put my finger on, hey, something's different. That would have been around May or June of last year, 2021. The first image I ever took was in late September, and it was because people weren't understanding what I'm talking about when I talk about blood clots. They're very abnormal. That white fibrous material is strange to me. It almost looks like a vessel itself.
That's the question that, you know, a skeptic would look at what you and I are doing here under the microscope, and they would say, oh, you're playing with blood vessels. But these are not blood vessels. These are coming out of blood vessels.
Exactly.
There's the shocker. And by the way, you know, I showed this on camera in the last hour, but if you use tools and you pull these apart, they are very, very strong, kind of like rubber bandery, you know, if you could say in terms of their properties. They don't just fall apart. They're not fragile. They have tensile strength.
They do.
So,
they do. Sometimes they stretch pretty good. Now, of course, if they're the smaller ones and they're really thin, they do break. But often you can take them and stretch them just like you could a rubber band.
Now, this one clot, there's a photo that we have been showing here today. It's a very, very large clot that you told me came out of a carotid artery. And this clot is the size of a finger in terms of its diameter. And, yeah, they're showing it right now. It's horrifying to people. One question is, how could someone even live with something like this in their carotid artery? Or maybe that's why they died. What are your thoughts?
Exactly. See, what you see there is just that's the one. Okay, so when I was embalming this individual, I was told he was fine when he went to bed. Yes, it was an older gentleman, but he seemed to be fine and then just never woke up. His body was so full of clots that I had to go into each leg, each arm, and raise the vessel in the neck as well. And I was like, you know, decided to try to push fluid from the groin area, pushing it up. And I opened the carotid artery to see if I could get fluid coming out because something's blocking this. And when I did that, as soon as I opened the artery, I could see there was a clot in there. So I tried to pull it out. Well, then, you know, some of it broke off. And as I'm pushing the fluid up and there's no fluid coming out, I use my forceps to kind of help open it up.
Richard, stay with us. I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to break here. It's shocking what you're describing, and it explains why many people are dying suddenly. But we'll be right back after this break here on the Alex Jones Show with Richard Hirschman.
PrepareToday.com.
PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, continuing with this bombshell broadcast today on The Alex Jones Show. And we are calling for a worldwide halt to all of these mRNA COVID vaccines pending further investigation into these clots, these biostructure clots that we have shown conclusively under the microscope here live in studio in the last hour. These are not blood clots. These are structures that are growing inside people's bodies. growing inside arteries, inside blood vessels, and then when they get large enough, they can lodge and cause heart attacks or strokes or thrombosis, or they can simply cut off the blood supply to the brain and the patient dies. And we believe that this is what's causing so-called sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. And we are joined by embalmer Richard Hirschman here to continue this conversation. I do want to mention that the fourth hour host today is Gerald Salenti of Trends Journal. He's going to be commenting on the rather dynamic market conditions that are taking place today. And also Dr. Jane Ruby is coming up here in about 30 minutes. She'll be joining me for the entire third hour to help pull all of this together. I want to thank Dr. Ruby also for connecting us, Hirschman and myself, and facilitating the acquisition of these clots that you have seen here today. Without Dr. Ruby, none of this would be happening, and without Hirschman, this would not be happening either. So, Richard Hirschman, again, thank you for continuing with us. Now, you talked about chalky substances in the blood in a private conversation that we had a couple days ago. I'd like to ask you about these chalky substances, because what we're seeing on the microscope here in the studio are strange white specks or white substances that resist normal staining techniques. They resist iodine staining, for example, and they show up as white flecks or specks on these clots. That may be a clue. What are you seeing with the chalky substances?
Yeah, sometimes when I am doing the embalming, this is why something is strange. Something has been different with the blood. The blood is not the same. And when I talk about the chalky substance, when I embalm, sometimes it looks almost as if there's like this chalky substance flowing in it. And sometimes I refer to it as looking almost like, you know, fine coffee grounds coming out in the blood as I'm embalming. You know, which isn't normal. You know, I'm not used to seeing blood look like that.
No, but
and I've seen it, you know, several times now.
It's visible to the naked eye. I mean, you're seeing these particles, and you're describing them as coffee grounds. Is that roughly the particle size of a coffee ground?
Yes. Sometimes they're larger, like a grain of coffee, and sometimes it's really fine, almost like if you were maybe using a powdered coffee. And the little residue that you might see at the bottom of your cup.
So now what we're showing while you're talking is we're showing some of the microscopy photos that show these white particles or substances which resemble either perhaps microplastics or perhaps some kind of crystalline structures. But what we are looking at is at a much smaller scale than what would be visible to the naked eye. So what you are seeing is probably 1,000 times larger than what we're showing on the screen. I mean, if you're seeing these particles with the naked eye, you know, something is very, very wrong. This is not normal.
Right. And one of the doctors that I spoke with, his name was Dr. Thorpe up in Michigan. And when I showed him the images of some of the pictures that I have, he basically was saying, you know, that's kind of scary, but what's concerning to him are what he called microclots. And when I hear the term microclots, I'm thinking of something you can't see with the naked eye. But I can see this stuff. And I'm curious, you know, and I can work with you or whoever wants to be worked with when I have another case that I see this chalky granular substance, maybe collect a sample of that and ship it and see if you put it under a microscope and zoom in, is it basically the same structure at a much smaller scale?
Well, that's an absolute yes. So if you see that, go ahead and collect that sample. Ship it to me. We'll sterilize it with proper laboratory handling procedures, and then we can bring it into the studio here, and we can take a look at that, probably do the same thing we're doing today, live on air. But I want to say, too, by the way, just to honor the dead here, we are, you know, these people died, we believe, from these clots, and I believe that if they could speak, they would want us to tell the world and sound the alarm. And I don't want anybody out there to think that we are in any way, you know, exploiting the tissues of these dead people for any kind of sensationalism. What's sensational or horrifying is the fact that these are being found. And I believe in my heart that the dead would want us to sound the alarm. Do you agree with that assessment, or sort of what is your philosophical approach to what you and I are doing right now publicly with the tissues from the dead?
Yes, that is one of the reasons why I am coming out. I felt like I was being led that I have to say something, but I didn't know exactly how or where to say it. But I was sitting there seeing all of these clots. And, you know, in the beginning when COVID was still around, that was a great excuse. So, you know, maybe this was related, maybe it was related to the virus itself. However, when COVID's going away and yet these clots are getting worse, it's like, okay, so now what's happening? And I feel like, something's contributing. All these people that are dying are not being listed as COVID anymore. They're being listed as normal, you know, heart attack, stroke, or whatever. And I'm seeing all these strange clots, and I feel like somebody's got to say something. Because my fear is this, that if we can prove, and I'm pretty sure it's coming, we can prove this is due to the vaccine itself, then we need to stop, because it's possible that all of these people died prematurely because of these strange virus tissues that are in their blood.
Well, you're exactly right, Richard. And in fact, you know, adults have a choice of whether or not to take this vaccine in most cases. I understand there's a lot of coercion, a lot of threats and so on, but children are now being targeted by these vaccines as young as, you know, 5 years old or even younger. The new emergency use authorization targeting children and so on. These children do not have a choice. They do not have informed consent. And if these biostructures are growing after injection, then these children that are being injected today, 2 years down the road, or a year, or 3 years, we don't exactly know the timeline, they may die from sudden child death syndrome, you know, which is really just these clots. I mean, this is a medical slaughter of a generation, it seems.
And it could go generational.
Tell me about other embalmers that you must know in the industry. Are they confirming what you are seeing?
Yes, I've asked several people that have more years of experience than I do. They're all seeing it. When I show some of the ones that have like 40, 50 years of experience, sometimes they're in the embalming room with me, and I'm like, have you ever seen this stuff? And it's always been, no, they've never seen it. I follow a Facebook page. It's a private thing that has other embalmers across the country. And, most of them also are seeing the same situation in their area.
So why, I mean, we only have a few seconds left here, but why are they not willing to speak out like you are, in your opinion?
I'm a trade person. I work for myself. I work for several funeral homes. Most of the embalmers work for a funeral home. If a person brings too much attention to the funeral home, they could get blowback and be maybe fired for just bringing too much negative attention. And nobody wants to be the first one on the dance floor. People are afraid to speak. There's people afraid of losing their jobs. That's why I think
exactly.
There's so much silence.
All right, we're about to go to break. We're going to be continuing here one more segment with Richard Hirschman here on the Alex Jones Show. You're watching Infowars.com. TheInfowar.tv is the website to give out. Ask everybody to join in. Much more straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hirschman, the embalmer, who has been collecting these horrifying clots, which I'm calling biostructures, that we were showing here earlier with the microscope now in studio. And there's a lot more of that coming, folks. This has really only been kind of a teaser of what you are about to see. We are trying to wake up the world's medical communities to the truth about what's happening after vaccination. Apparently, people's bodies are being programmed to grow, to build, to engineer biostructures inside their arteries and blood vessels. And for a while, as these grow, I mean, they begin to take up more and more space inside the arteries, but blood flows around them at first. And so people may not have any symptoms or anything noticeable, but over time they become so large that they can kill people. And that's why these large tissue-like clots that are very fibrous, that are very durable, they are kind of like a rubber band in terms of their properties. That's why these are being found in people's bodies. And again, our embalmer here, Richard Hirschman, is joining us to give us more details about this. We're going to be joined by Dr. Jane Ruby in the beginning of the next hour. She'll be joining us for her thoughts on all this. So, Richard Hirschman, back to you. If you, the trends that you're observing in this right now, Are you expecting to see more and more of these clots now in the dead that are presented to you that, that you're required to work on?
I believe so. Like, you know, last year in November, people kept asking me how many of these am I seeing, you know, and I wasn't really keeping track. So I started taking notes on my computer of people with strange clots. And it, back then it was pretty close to 50%. In probably in February, it was probably around 60-something percent. And it seems like right now I'm pushing 70, you know, maybe even 80% of the bodies that I do. Sometimes the clots aren't always the same. Now, if I see a body that's not clotted at all or doesn't have anything that looks suspicious to me on my computer, I leave it blank. But if it has even small clots that I find to be strange, I highlight that like in yellow, and the clots that are a little bit more fibrous, like the ones that I showed, you know, kind of like this kind of stuff right here, then I'll highlight that in orange. And if I find out they're vaccinated, like this one was, then I'll highlight that in green. So I am trying to keep track, and it seems like the numbers are getting, you know, more and more of the bodies that I have this strange stuff in it. It also seems like some of the age groups are starting to get a little bit on the younger side. Now, most of them that I've had are older people.
Shocking information there. If this is approaching 70 to 80% of the embalming subjects that you work on, that is consistent, I would think, with a lot of the increased death rates that are being observed by insurance companies and also in government statistics around the world. But I want to ask you a very technical question here. First of all, what is the largest diameter clot tissue that you have collected, that you actually have in your possession right now? If you were to estimate, I don't know, in millimeters or something, what's the largest diameter that you have?
You know, I don't really know. The largest one that I collected was that large one that came out of that carotid artery, but it's no longer in my possession. And okay. That would have been probably almost as thick as my pinky finger.
Right, right. But you have a lot that I've seen.
What you see coming off of that, those branches?
Yes.
That's typically what I'm seeing.
All right, so then I'm just going to estimate that what you're showing us in your vials, they look like maybe 5 millimeters up to 5 millimeters in diameter, something, maybe 4 millimeters, something in that range.
Yeah. Let me find an example of something that is smaller that
so
I have
like
here.
The diameter of a pencil eraser, let's say, to use a common object, something like that.
No, not quite that.
Okay.
Like, here's a small sample. I don't know if can you see those.
That looks pretty small.
Yeah, those are smaller ones. But again, you know, then they get bigger.
I see.
And then they get to be a whole bunch of them, you know?
Right. Okay, now, here's my next question. What we need to do is we need to, you know, see, these tissues are self-sustaining, which means they appear to be composed of living cells. They're not dead cells floating around the body. It is not what it appears, because they have branches. They are obviously growing or assembling over time. We need to cut into some of these and see if there's anything going on inside these. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it, but we need a large sample that we can kind of dissect.
Yes.
Well, we also need to run genetic tests on these tissues and find out, do they share the same genes as the person, or is there some other kind of genetic code at work here? I mean, that would be a key test. Unfortunately, I can't run that test, but that's what we need done.
That's, you know, there's more questions that come out the longer we do this. Now, I had a medical examiner try to tell me these are postmortem clots, but I've dealt with clots for 20 years, and all these clots that I see are different. And of course, I had to respectfully disagree, but I mean, I'm not the doctor. I just know what I see and what I'm used to.
Well, I know what blood cells look like under a microscope, and I know what congealed blood cells look like. These are not blood cells. These are fibrous structures. These have repeating segments. I mean, even sort of scale-like or skin-like segments that are repeating on the outside structures of some of these strands. I mean, that's clearly, these are not blood cells. That's immediately obvious to any trained physician or biologist or anybody. So there's something else, then there's something that appears to be living cells, which means, I mean, if that's confirmed, it means that people are walking around with tissues living inside them. And the question is, are they their own tissues somehow that the programming has gone wrong, like a cancer tumor, you know? Or are they something completely different? I mean, that's the mystery.
I talked to a lady who works at a veterinary clinic, and she saw some of the samples, the one of the first samples that I had, it was in a cup. And she said it looked like heartworms. But, you know, I've never seen any of these things move, so
no, and if they were heartworms, we would have seen that under the microscope. We would have seen the parasitic structures because, you know, even heartworms have, organelles and organ systems and so on. And, you know, certain segmentation.
Thank you for clarifying that one for me because I have no idea.
No, these are clearly not heartworms. These are not parasites, and they are some. Yeah, there's a photo of heartworms. These don't look like that under the microscope at all. I have a whole set of slides where I've studied parasites and insects and organelles and things like that under the microscope so that I know kind of what common things look like in different bacteria slides and single-celled microorganisms and so on. So I do have some knowledge in that area. These are not heartworms, I can tell you that.
Well, I was asked earlier today, somebody that would like to speak with you, and he was asking if I could, you know, did I send samples of normal blood clots and to compare them against normal blood clots. But I don't have anything like that. It seems like the clots have all changed, and I don't know what normal is anymore with the strange stuff that I'm seeing.
Well, you know, we took a blood sample here today. I mean, just a drop of blood from one of the crew members to show how it would clot on the slide. So, you know, we anticipated that question, and we showed very clearly what a normal, healthy drop of blood, when it starts to clot, what it looks like. And it does not have strands and fibers and structures and repeating elements like what we're seeing in these clots. So, you know, we've already clearly shown that. I mean, a normal blood clot
Yes? I thank you very much for doing that, because that people want to try to say that these are normal, and I've been in this business for 20 years. I know what normal blood clots look like.
Yeah, this is not normal.
These aren't normal.
Whatever.
This is why I say, yeah.
Richard Hirschman, I want to thank you for joining us today, and it's been a great honor to be able to speak with you about this. Keep us informed and keep the samples coming, and just thank you for joining us today. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you. And Dr. Jane Ruby is coming up next. And also, I want to mention the InfoWars Super Summer Sale at the InfoWars Store. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Save up to 60% off and double Patriot points on Ultra 12, Alpha Power, Brain Force Ultra, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, and many other products. Support this network. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do this. And thank you for your support in advance. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to be back with one more segment here, and then Dr. Jane Ruby is coming up after that. Thank you for watching.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.